gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Speak for yourself.
It is Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, turn that frown upside down, Jim Ward. 6 minutes after the hour. You had what now outside your window?
The loudest bird in all of ornithology outside my window.
Really? Yeah.
Chirping its ass off.
Andrea Tantaros, really? Outside your
window? Like and I was tempted to set the cats out there, you know. Faster, put your cat. Kill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, but they're just, you know, you're going to feed me anyway. Why would it?
Yeah.
And then it was relieved by a police helicopter over my house for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That's because Lindsay Lohan went to Coachella, so that might not have been in her probation thing. It's probably.
Lindsay Lohan was in my backyard? Damn.
All right.
And you were mad you were awake.
And Patrick Schwarzenegger went to Coachella, too, and he literally died.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He literally doesn't know the meaning of the word literally.
Yes. He tweeted that he said, I'm at
literally dead from exhaustion.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
How do you... he's tweeting from the dead.
One hopes he meant figure.
Well, when you pronounce it with that accent, it has a total different meaning. I'm just saying.
You're used to saying, I'm literally dead.
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to talk yet.
Oh, yeah. You're not officially here.
You're not here. That heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be?
Now you're here.
Okay, now you're here.
No.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes!
This television ruins the surprise. They can see him already.
Right. But there are people that listening on radio out there, though. It's not like we
No, the radio
didn't
go away.
Don't forget those folks in the wonderful world of radio land.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
it's
Jimmy.
Theater of the mind.
At the Snoop concert at Coachella, they did a hologram.
Of Tupac.
Score. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then that was the first time he said it literally looked like Tupac rose from the dead, which is a better use of literally.
That's better. More acceptable.
Okay. Well. So that could it could be a Hal Sparks hologram.
Even that's wrong, because he was a glowing, fit version, as opposed to if he literally looked like he'd raised from the dead, he would look like every other zombie.
Ew, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right?
If he literally rose from the dead, that would be incorrect. It literally looks like he
and
rose
he would
from
not
the dead.
Look,
that's more correct.
He would not look good.
Literally
right.
looks like it. But that's referential. Then you could
my
you could
point
mean anything.
Is,
if I think somebody rose from the dead, I think they look like a skeleton. I think they look like a pirate.
People out there in TV land, that is the real Hal Sparks. It is not a hologram.
No, exactly. Very important distinction to be made.
I just like the idea now. Now I'm thinking for sexy liberal shows, we should have a hologram of, I don't know,
he's
Sam Kinison.
Look, my hand goes right through him.
I just like the idea of holograms.
Sure,
dead people. I just like it. I like it.
Yeah, and how do you plan a show from now on if you're Dr. Dre?
Right.
Hey, who else is dead? I've run out of songs for this particular. Let's see, I don't want to do that one. Who can we resurrect?
Oh, God.
All right. Speaking of Sexy Liberal Show, Hal Sparks rocking the house in Madison this past Saturday. Let's see. Laura writes, Steph, you, Hal, and John were terrific. Definitely worth the drive from Ohio to Madison Saturday. My husband and I laughed for 2 solid hours without a pause. I can't tell you how it feels to be in an entire theater packed with like-minded people. Such incredible positive energy. I've been very busy telling everybody I know to make the trip to Columbus in August when Sexy Liberal visits Ohio. Yeah, get it. Tickets going fast.
Craziness. And since you drove, like, the band goes on tour next week. I won't be here for the next 3 weeks for the record.
0-1?
Yeah, it's on tour. Look, brand new concert t-shirt.
And when he comes back,
I want one.
Okay, we'll get you one.
Okay.
All of our shirts are limited run and actually screen printed by the band.
That is cool.
So, awesome.
So there's no, this is the Fight Club 0-1 shirt. But
way, way better than John Huntsman's band.
Actually, I like the. We can go with the Bill and Ted.
Yeah, there you go.
Wizard! I could keep it going forever.
Excellent.
No.
Excellent.
There you go.
I have 2 excellents in there.
You're overflowing with excellence.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're playing and we're doing Madison like on the 9th. And we're also playing, we're like doing this loop around there. I had no idea. You know, there's a big chunk of Michigan that Michigan doesn't include in their map.
It's called Ontario.
Huh? It kind of is. It's the national park, and then there's a bunch of cities up there. But if you drive up north in Michigan through Sheboygan.
The Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And it's never on a map. They just don't care. It's just not. it wouldn't look good. It looked like a mitten and then a piece of bacon, and nobody understands. Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of mittens, he strongly denounced Ted Nugent, didn't he? What did he say? Wow, he said something really.
Jeepers.
Yeah,
was,
jeepers. Gosh.
That was something.
Let's see.
Cut the guy some slack. He can't write songs anymore. He hasn't had anything on the charts since the damn Yankees.
Right.
He said divisive.
Next to nothing to do with that.
Divisive language is offensive no matter what side of the political aisle it comes from. Mitt
yeah,
Romney believes everyone needs to be civil. Oh, I see. So,
well,
I don't
start
know.
Start being civil and apologize for
asking the president to, well, what did he say, suck on my machine gun? That was the first thing Ted Nugent started with.
Talking about decapitating him? Yeah, that's a little different.
Well, and cutting off Democrats'
saying
heads.
Saying that Ann Romney hasn't worked a day in her life.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is
he said,
true.
He called the Obama administration vile, evil, America hating. If Barack Obama becomes the next president in November, I'll either be dead or in jail by this time this next
what
year.
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, the Secret Service is curious what he meant by that as well, because that has a curious ring to it.
They can make that happen. Yeah.
Sounds like another guy calling for NRA members to shoot up the cops when they come to their house.
Yeah.
That's what that vaguely sounds like. That sounds like what you're talking about, because you're not going to shoot the president. Who are you going to shoot?
Thanks, Ted.
Now if you come to see me play in state fairs or casinos, I'll go on Rackley's Rant, and I didn't ever want to go to Vietnam, and so I crapped in my pants, cause I'm just bat crazy.
Mike and Raleigh.
Yay!
Yeah,
He's been angry. Ted Nugent has been very angry ever since Patton Oswalt did that bit about the Damn Yankees High Enough video, which he arguably called it the gayest video in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And Ted's been angry ever since.
Acting out.
Well, because he's on the porch being shot at by the cops. This is the other thing. I mean, I'm surprised somebody hasn't dug this footage up. But he's soloing on the porch as the cops, you know, fire at him in a hail of bullets. And the only thing that's fending off the bullets is his wang dang doodly dang. He's just
you know what?
All I've got is my riff to protect me.
That might be gayer than Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
It's kind of amazing. And he's in white pants with, I think, a rat tassel or something, like one of those, like, it's squirrel tails or a mink or something on his...
Did he poop in those pants, too?
So here's the difference, because as we were saying, you can play this gotcha game all day long about, oh, so-and-so said this on this side, and, you know, you can't be... But the difference is, Hillary Rosen, have we said, not... On the Obama, doesn't work for the Obama White House, doesn't even work for the DNC.
She works for CNN.
Yeah, however, she's a CNN contributor, along with Eric Erickson, if you look at how they hire people.
Yeah.
Right, but Mitt Romney sought after Ted Nugent's endorsement. Yep. So, he should answer for this. That's the best he can come up with? That was like him saying about Rush Limbaugh. Oh, I wouldn't have phrased it that way. I would have called her a trollop or a tramp.
Yeah.
My goodness, that was rude. The Secret Service says they are investigating Ted Nugent's comments because I don't understand how people can go, oh, I don't know, but James Inhofe's, I don't know what he meant by that. Oh, really? The implication is
next year
you're going
I will
to
be
attack,
dead or in jail.
Attack the president.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And because you know you'll be completely unsuccessful. You'll just end up shooting a police officer for no purpose. Mm-hmm. You'll be like that guy in Pittsburgh who called the cops to his house and then just shot him when they showed up because he thought Obama was trying to take his guns, even though there hasn't been a single bill.
Zero bills.
To take your guns away. But the NRA is convincing people, Wayne LaPierre, who's a nutcase, is convincing people that the reason Obama hasn't taken your guns is so he can take your guns.
On the second term.
Clever that
are
way.
See what he's doing there?
A moron.
You're not going to see that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, these are the guys who protected their gun rights forever, but kept the situation in place so that the banks could roll in and take everything. So it's like, you still got your gun, your house is being foreclosed on, you can't afford laundry, but you still got your gun, can't afford bullets or cheese whiz, you're
Nugent,
done.
Nugent endorsed Romney via Twitter last month, and at least one Romney tag was very excited about the news.
Yeah, awesome.
That tag, he's the rogue Romney, if you ask me. Maybe not as much as Slurg and Thun. The tag is... I would watch that one.
He was excited that Ted Nugent was the second Detroit musician after Kid Rock to endorse his father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a slightly bruised apple. not, you know, can't be bad. There's no way he can ever be bad.
Sue in Rockville, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning, all. Now, you know I'm a helper, so
yes.
We need two holograms. Sexy Liberal, you're great. You do a hologram of Jim, you leave a coffee cup on the stage, and then you bring Jim in hologram form, and he can do Dick Cheney, and that great.
Jim is still alive.
This way he doesn't have to travel.
I see.
LA people.
Live.
And then Chris can be hologrammed in as the producer and pretend he's producing. You know, like most
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's really pretending he's producing?
I don't think there's enough room on stage for his giant man boobs and man chest. I mean, look at him, for God's sakes.
It's overwhelming.
Like, it's like the Hulk being
hologrammed. It kind of is.
Hey, can I be hologrammed
Chris
in?
Smash! Yeah, right. Who would we be in the Avengers? You'd be Black Widow, that's clear.
I would be Crooks.
Huh?
Stephanie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Steph.
X-Men.
Yeah, nice try, though.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am so livid. A whole box of wine didn't cure me last night.
Uh-oh.
Scott Walker had the nerve to come across the state line, and we don't let many cheeseheads cross, but somehow we got through the barrier. And he went to our legislator in Springfield to help them figure out how to bust our union. I have a friend down there. She said, well, the media said 2,000, but they said it was around 4,000 people just showed up. Union people just showed up and, you know, to rile against him. But while he was in there, the Hooray for Occupy Chicago, because they pretty much shut down the first part of the meeting with the first 5 minutes or so. But it's unbelievable, because I have friends who live in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
And they are hurting so bad up there. They said that they are really almost in tears. People are losing their homes at a rate that's unbelievable, because he's taking the jobs away.
Yeah.
My friend Mike said the schools up there, most of the schools in the rural areas have no music, no, you know, extracurricular activities. They're barely getting by. They couldn't even buy books last year. They're combining kindergarten.
That's because those union thugs are sucking up all the money, as you know.
I got a friend in Springfield who said people down there were just at the police stations raving. They wanted to get in. I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, we like our cheeseheads. We like the rival against them, but this guy. I know.
Well, he's not.
Listen, we were just there, and hopefully they'll take care of that with the recall.
That's exactly it. That's why they're panicking. They're trying to get it all in before they go back to the private jobs that they've been promised by the Koch brothers after they quit or get.
And we promised in Madison, because we're helpers, we'll let the Koch brothers visit him in prison still. We're givers like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can use mirrors.
Yeah.
You know, you stick you get a mirror and you put it in your hand.
Yeah.
And
don't want to separate a Coke from its sucker. You don't want to do that.
No,
that's mean.
That'd be wrong.
Do you know what they do to soft, bald, overweight Republicans in prison?
20 minutes after the hour, off to a rollicking hump days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I don't like it.
Why, yes, I am eating a sausage on live television. Thank you. 24 minutes after the hour.
It's a bold move.
Courtney in the control room says you have something in your teeth.
A giant sausage.
Okay, 25 minutes after the hour. Is it still there?
You're good.
Okay.
It'll be there for months. Are you kidding me? That thing's ridiculous. You need a forklift to clean your teeth.
Thanks, Al.
Oh.
Hump days with...
Still there? Still there? Still there. Wrong side. Oh, sorry. Don't mirror
1-800-STEPH-12 so I can talk to someone else. All right, we are off to a rollicking hump days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Talking about this is the difference, as we were just talking about. Mediaite wrote about this as well. Mitt Romney sought Ted Nugent's endorsement.
Yes.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Hillary Rosen does not speak for the White House, for the Obama campaign, for even for the Democratic Party.
Well, and she was clearly saying, yeah. that Ann Romney has never had to work a day
yes,
in her life.
Right.
That's
right.
the
True.
Whole point she's making. Yes. It's not that being a mom isn't work, but everybody, by the way, everybody who has a kid has to do that work. It's
then,
a life choice. It's not a job
who made
in
Hillary,
the same sense.
Guess who made Hillary Rosen's point for her? Mitt Romney. Uh-huh. When he was on tape in January saying,
yes.
get a job.
Women need to, even
right.
if you have a child 2 years yeah. old,
they need to
you
learn
need
the
to
dignity
work.
Of work.
You need
yeah.
the dignity.
Dignity
of work. Yeah, exactly.
The dignity of work.
Exactly.
Because the raising a child is undignified.
Wow.
But media makes a good point. They say when political leaders have to start answering for everything anyone on their side of the aisle said, because every time someone goes, oh, well, the President Bill Maher said
divisive language is offensive no matter what side
well,
of the
that's
political aisle.
You know, and that's the difference.
Again, Bill Maher, not even a Democrat, not a... And the, on the Obama campaign.
And Hillary right. Rosen didn't threaten to shoot anyone.
Exactly. That's
Ted
the thing.
Nugent.
That false parody of she criticized on a personality level one of the candidate's family surrogates, an adult person who is speaking on his behalf, his wife. Meanwhile, and basically made the point that she is not aware of what other people have to go through. That's the entire point mm-hmm. of what she meant.
Right.
What the entire point
well, the
of what
thing,
Ted Nugent meant
is French and gay.
What Ted Nugent's whole point was shoot someone you disagree with,
uh-huh.
and to make those things go well. I think on both sides of the aisle,
yeah,
there's a
yeah, people say
this,
things.
Yeah, this BS CNN false parody that
right.
somehow it's equal is absolutely
here's,
wrong.
Here's what Nugent said: if the coyote's in your living room peeing on your couch, it's not the coyote's fault. It's your fault for not shooting him.
Awesome.
Wang dang doodly poon tang.
Wango tango.
He adds so much to the national dialogue. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. So media says, similarly, Mitt Romney shouldn't have to answer for every idiotic thing ever said by a conservative, if only due to time constraints.
Yeah.
However, it's fair to ask him if he agrees with those whose endorsements he has actively sought,
uh-huh. right.
Such
yeah.
as Ted Nugent. So mm-hmm. that's the difference in my mind.
Yeah.
All right. Lou in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lou.
Hi. While we're on the subject, Ted Nugent. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you can't tell me there wasn't any federal authorities at a meeting such as that where they could have went up there, hey, pal, we need to go to the back room and talk a little bit about what you just said.
Well, the Secret Service wasn't at the NRA convention, but they are going to talk to him now.
Yeah, they were busy.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
busy in Columbia.
Woo, woo. Oh, dang.
But, you know, the other thing, Hal, now that you bring it up, is that, first of all, mm-hmm. as Hillary Rosen said, Mitt Romney's the one that injected his wife into the conversation. These
several
are public
times, apparently.
These
every,
are public figures that are running. For, it's like Sarah Palin when people
he
how
calls
dare
for
you
like
say
a,
things about my children? You're using them as props.
Right. And
know.
they're underage. I can even say that she has the right to mention them, but you don't have a right to attack them because they're kids. That I'm for.
She's
but
like
he
literally.
Turns around,
she was like, "Here is my teenage pregnant daughter," and then she's like, "People are mentioning my teenage pregnant daughter. How dare you?"
Right.
What?
Well, and but in this case, you know, he calls her like a ripcord. Every single
yeah.
time, you know, and he only
yeah.
brought her up and only injected her into this whole circumstance when he started having problems with what the GOP is doing to women in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yep.
some fabricated idea, the war on women. He's going, oh, Anne, can you cover this for me? I talked myself into a corner and I don't know what's going on.
Yes, this wouldn't be the first time that's happened. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ancient archaeological evidence indicates that
Stephanie Miller
was much different before the discovery of alcohol.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue. Oh, Hal Sparks will be in Tempe.
Yeah, at the Tempe Improv this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and I'll be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. On Sunday, which is the most bizarrely
hotbed of mafia activity.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Mormon mafia, I guess.
Smuggling Pepsi.
We'll have a big gold wide guy.
I have carbonation for you.
But it'll be, you know, but I think they mean it from the, probably the Three Stooges terminal. Oh, well, wise guy. That kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Sunday night, we'll be there. And then I'm off on the road starting Monday.
01.
Yeah.
Yep. Band.
All through, the Midwest. We'll be going to Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin. Will be in Madison on
awesome.
The 9th.
Whoa.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. HalSparks.com for all of that info.
Yes, that's
there
true.
You go.
Or the Facebook
Michael.
Page. You can go to the 01 page, Zero One Nation.
Yeah. Michael in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, I got two things. One is you have a lot of people that are talking about polls and they have some kind of problem perceiving how they come up with the numbers.
Yeah.
Polls are weighted. Mm-hmm. Like Gallup poll, they survey 44% Republicans, 28% Democrats,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and now it's being independent. So the results are a lot of times like really unbalanced.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then my Ted Nugent gossip.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Ted Nugent, when he was with the Amboy Dukes.
Yep.
The Amboy Dukes were the backup band for Tiny Tim.
Really?
Yikes. All right.
You just go through the tulips and shoot a coyote if you know what I'm talking about.
Here are some more Ted Nugent fun facts. Just his greatest hits. Cat Scratch Fever, no. I refer to the fact that he famously suggested Barack Obama, then Senator, suck on his machine gun.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he say that Hillary should sit on it?
Yes,
as well?
He said he implored worthless bitch, mm-hmm. as he referred to her, Hillary Clinton, to ride said machine gun, along with worthless whore, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Mm.
Mm. And Nugent's, I love Mediaite's story on this. Nugent's endorsement of Romney is illustrative of Governor Romney's desire to have everything both ways, plus several other alternate ways you couldn't even, think of. He sought out Nugent's endorsement, even capitulating to demands from the Motor City Madman, yet his campaign never sent out an announcement. They lock off the cat scratch fever vote then without having to get any Nuge on their faces. As Mediaite calls it, Romney ought to explain why he sought Nugent's endorsement and whether he shares his values. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fair, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I love this, Jim. This is what they do every time. His campaign said, divisive language is offensive no matter what side of the political aisle it comes from.
Rose and Nugent
both sides. Both sides do it. Both sides. It's all the same.
It's equal. It's the same.
Did anything Hillary Larson come anything close to that?
I would use different words to say,
we need
shoot,
to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November. Any questions?
I would have said sever. I would have said.
Yes. Oh, that was an intelligent word.
Surgically remove their heads from their bodies.
Decapitate. It's much nicer sound.
Around Election Day,
in
I would
the,
have said that.
Dressage.
Yes, I would have. Yes, I would have said slice
community,
off.
We
somewhere
don't
between
use
their
words.
Décolletage and their mandible.
That was my favorite
object.
Moment at the Madison Sexy Liberal Show. Somebody in the audience goes, what's a dressage horse? I'm like, right?
Exactly.
Anyone that uses the word dressage and au pair on a daily basis
does not
have anything in common.
It's a much smoother ride. You almost can't feel like you're on a horse. You're like, what a jerk. What was its name again? What's your horse's name?
Yes.
I don't really. I don't fraternize with.
It's a ride.
My animal. Yeah, exactly. It's a way of getting from somewhere. It's transportation.
I call it dinner.
It's transportation, and if I had to, I would shoot it.
So,
it's just
James,
what you do.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe said he didn't understand what all the fuss was over Ted.
That's because he's a stupid person.
Yeah.
He said, I can't figure
understand.
Out what people are talking about. He's talking about him. That Ted himself will either be dead or in jail. Now, how does that relate to the president?
Jail for killing
for
the president,
killing the
you moron.
He said, if Obama is elected to a second term, I'm going to be either dead and
or in jail.
Try to pay attention,
yeah.
James.
Yeah, because he's going to start selling crack and get a 2-year mandatory sentence in Michigan or something.
Then he went on to
that's
say,
what he's talking about.
If you want to see
or
how
dead because he might have a heart attack because he has a crappy diet of I guess aged bear meat.
He said, if you want to know how you can be abused, read my book, The Greatest Hoax, and see what Bobby Kennedy, said he wanted to hang me for treason. I don't know. He's referring to environmentalist Bobby Kennedy, who I guess has talked about his denial of climate change.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But apparently that he is the biggest threat to America, Ted Nugent.
Because he's literally going to hang somebody.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Ted Nugent will probably literally shoot somebody at some point.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is that's fine. You can complain about it, but complain about them equally. If you have that much of a problem, if you're saying that's worth writing down and saying this is how awful the left is, then if you're going to be honest at all, go, this is, of course, way worse, because the idea that you can be hung for treason versus him, and this is the thing. He's not even saying, he said, if he's elected next year, I'll be dead or in jail. Okay. He's never going to get to shoot the president.
Right.
So he's just talking about random race riot kind of nonsense.
The furor I caused on Larry King one time when it was right after Rush Limbaugh said, "I hope the president fails."
Right.
And I said, "I think what we can all agree on is that Rush Limbaugh should be executed for treason."
Yes.
And everyone laughed, the Republicans and the Democrats on the panel, and then Newsbusters and everybody went insane because I was like, "Yes, I really meant it was a joke."
Yeah.
Yes, because I really think Rush Limbaugh is going to be executed for treason. Oh, okay.
And by the way, this is a joke, because you know what's going to happen when Barack Obama gets reelected? Nothing. Ted Nugent is going to go back to doing exactly what he's doing now, which is nothing.
Yes.
He's going to be in his thing in the wood eating squirrel's head soup and pretending to be a real hunter while, you know, shooting penned big game animals that are lashed to the ground like those Montgomery Gentry jerks who, you know, killed
the
bear.
And you know he thinks that Romney is a weasel
tough.
Like everyone else. Varmints.
Totally.
Are you
that's
kidding?
The thing.
Varmints.
He doesn't believe in Mitt Romney. That's why he made demands of him, by the way.
He believes in anything that's against Barack Obama.
Exactly. That's
Rick
all it is.
Rick
even
in Florida.
Then, it's impotent.
Hi. First-time caller. Kudos to you, the Mooks, the goddess of happy that answers the phone, and current TV.
Thank you.
People are missing the point on the Seamus story.
Yes.
Animal cruelty should have no statute of limitations, and when it crosses state lines, it should be a federal offense. But imagine inserting 5 children into that visual situation where their father drags the dog out of off the roof of the car, hoses it down, hoses the car down, throws the dog back in, and takes off again.
Yeah, a wet dog.
Got a bet.
A wet dog at 60 miles an hour.
Was his name
I know.
For the rest
I mean,
of the
imagine
trip.
Not just how scared, how cold that dog had to be. I mean, it just the whole thing is
because it wasn't summer.
And to watch them, I mean, did you see how their reaction when Dan Sorge said, "Would you do it again?" He said, "Well, certainly not with the attention it's got."
It's another sign that he has like no empathetic reflex whatsoever.
Right.
Doesn't know his horse's name. Doesn't treat it like an animal. Seamus is just like, "Well, you hose the dog
it's
down it doesn't
pass the smell test in a lot of ways." And Romney literally is like, "Oh, he loved it up there."
It's hilarious. That's why he was crapping down the back of the vehicle, because I crap whenever I'm
really happy. Really? Right, Chris?
Yeah.
And I really love
this
something.
This is awesome!
I'm trying to get out of the Vietnam War.
Right. But honestly.
Yeah. I think the first thing I thought, I am so happy to be on current TV.
Yeah. The mess you made when you found that out?
Yeah, it was terrible.
You know, Romney treated Seamus like it was a business problem that needed to be solved.
Well, that's what she says. She says he's
like
great
firing
at
employees.
Emotion-free crisis management.
Right.
Okay, that's fine when you dissolve companies and none of those companies need a future. And you have to not care what happens to the people. When you're running for president, you have to care about everybody, whether you think they should be on, you know, welfare or not, poor people who've been struck by hurricanes and tornadoes.
They're all Americans.
You can't just have emotion-free crisis management in those moments.
Right.
Everything
Chris
is not
in
war.
Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Stephanie. Big fan, and I was at the Sexy Liberal Tour in Detroit. You guys did a great job.
Oh, thank you, honey. Come see Aisha and John and I in Minneapolis coming up in May.
Yeah.
It's kind of far from here. But
it's a bit of a drive.
Listen.
You drive through Sheboygan.
By law, every map of Michigan needs to include the Upper Peninsula.
Right.
That's right. Right.
By law. Thing about Ted Nugent, you guys, we're often forgetting. Why is Mitt Romney seeking the endorsement of a man who once adopted a 17-year-old girl? So his liaisons with her would be considered incest.
That's right.
And not statutory rape.
Yes, I remember that particular Ted Nugent nugget.
He used to brag about that.
Right.
He had a radio show in Detroit. He used to brag about that every morning.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a way to handle it. That's some emotion-free crisis management.
Sure.
Maybe they do have something in common after all.
Let's have a family-friendly moment. Mary Beth's child wants to say hello to Hal Sparks. Hello, Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Maddie?
Yeah, it is.
And Matt, you're 12?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's Hal Sparks.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Spectacular.
Well, can I just say that my mom, my sister, and I are big fans of your show, Lab Rats.
Oh, right on. Thanks. I'm glad.
And my mom can't wait to meet all of you guys in Boston.
Something for every member of the family.
Boston's Sexy Liberal in June.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that one's not for the kids, Maddie, but we'll see your mom.
No, but we'll, you know, maybe we'll do some sort of meet and greet autograph signing.
You know what, though?
Beforehand.
The show is PG-13, so by then Maddie may be able to.
When's your birthday, Maddie?
January.
Oh, he just had it. So probably not. Yeah. No, happy birthday. Sorry we missed it.
All right.
It's okay.
All right, Maddie. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
That is just magic.
Now,
I brought my.
Ted
I brought
Nugent,
my.
You would have married her by now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I brought my sons. My.
Your sons?
No. Excuse me. What?
Well.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Mama has some news. Mama wants to tell you something. No, I.
You married
my,
Fred McMurray? My three. No, that's from my three. Sons.
I brought my friend's 8-year-old grandson to meet Hal. What was it last week? Oh my God! Just did you see him? Just. Normally, only chicks on the road look at Hal like that, but yeah. I never. Now I'm in the company of 8-year-olds. Just, pretty shy.
I have to be careful. The ray is sort of indiscriminate these days.
Right?
It's just like a hypnotism ray.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have any particular.
It gets everybody.
Yeah, no goal in mind. It doesn't make you do anything in particular.
They're probably
going to
miss the commercial break at Current. You know why? Because Courtney and the controller. Hal!
Oh, Hal!
Okay, 45.
You know what's weird? I noticed the costumes in the show are remarkably similar to what they wear on Archer.
That's weird. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Back in more Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Pay attention, Courtney, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is, all right, it is 50 minutes after the hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour
I'm
brought to you by...
That's like, that's like Mitt Romney's perfect dance song. To the left. To the right, to the front,
back and forth,
to the
back,
middle,
there we
whatever,
go.
To the front,
whatever. Just dancing,
to the,
whatever.
To the right, to the right.
This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on that there, try it free button, type in the promo code Stephanie, won't you? Hump Days Without Sparks.
Yes.
All right. Oh, by the way, speaking of anti-women surrogates for Mitt Romney,
yes.
Donald Trump, my goodness, hosting a birthday fundraiser for Ann Romney.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Wonder if he'll offer to show her
his junk.
Yeah, his junk.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge. Yeah.
You'll be impressed. That's why I have to build all these giant, shiny buildings.
Just five,
it's gigantic.
Just 5 days after the controversy.
I'm undercompensating.
In which Ann Romney was so offended, obviously. Yeah. The Romneys will be participating in a special birthday fundraiser at the home of Donald Trump. Trump, oh, by the way, would you like to hear, we'll just do a little guess the quote. Who said, I think Gloria Allred would be very impressed with my penis? Who said that?
Woody Allen.
No. I told you, Donald Trump.
Oh. Should have been easy.
Who said, Rosie O'Donnell is not a smart person, a stone-cold loser, a bully, a snob, disgusting, an animal, a very unattractive woman, both inside and out?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. No, it was a good guess until that time. No, but it was Donald Trump. Okay.
I thought that was about Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, let's see. Who also said, you know, it doesn't really matter what the media writes as long as you've got a young, beautiful piece of ass.
Let's see.
Alan Dershowitz.
Someone on NCIS.
No, no, Donald Trump. The very pro-woman, Donald Trump. Oh, the birthday luncheon's already netted over $600,000 for Romney. And he wants him to host a similar one when he becomes the Republican candidate. So that's how pro-women...
There you go.
They are.
$600,000. That's like lunch money.
Yeah. I didn't make very much. That's twice what I made in speaking fees, or half what I should have made.
Robin in Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
Hey, Robin. Welcome.
As the official mother of five.
Hello.
As the official mother of five for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you. How many au pairs do you have?
Well, that's my point. See, now the acid test for Ms. Romney is it's not what you have. It's... What have you done without? Have your children done without mittens in the winter? Have your children worn socks on their hands instead? Have your children not had boots that fit them or boots that leaked? Have they not had winter coats? Have they not had protein one time during the day in the meal because you could not afford it, so you had oatmeal for dinner?
Right.
Those are the things. You can be a great parent, rich or poor, but it's what have your child done? What has your child done without? Have Have your children done without medical care? Have they done without immunizations?
Are they currently without insurance or relying on the government for insurance?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
By the way, if Robin, if the Romneys are listening right now, they're like, I have no idea what she's
talking
about.
We can pay cash for any medical situation.
What is she? What?
We literally have cash on us.
I had a horrible vision the other day. I was watching a film, and I saw Jessica Tandy, and it was Ann Romney. And I thought, oh, my God, it's driving Miss Romney. I can see her sitting in her Cadillac and having Alan West driving her around, accusing everyone being a communist, and her agreeing and spitting out the window of her Cadillac, driving Miss Romney.
One of them, into one of the car elevators next to the dressage stables.
To your point, you know, they made this big thing about how they didn't have a nanny and she didn't have any mommy's helpers or whatever, but they have cooks, maids, and people who like drive them places. Like all the other elements except for the mommy activities are taken care of.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and this isn't even the earned part. His dad gave him all of his seed money,
mm-hmm.
and kept infusing it along. I mean, they're literally church royalty, as it were, too.
Yep.
So the idea that somehow they know what women are going through in almost any capacity, because she can't even lose her job.
Right.
They can't even go broke. It's not possible.
It's not impossible.
It's like trading
even
places.
Even if they had, like, MC Hammer as their accountant.
Exactly. There's a plot, you know, to Trading Places. You
That's
could lose
right.
all of it at once. It doesn't happen like that when you have that kind of money.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, right. When your dad has that kind of money, you don't have that problem either.
Irene in Baltimore. Hey, Irene.
Hi, Stephanie.
Welcome. Hi.
I'm a sexy liberal also.
Oh, awesome. I don't doubt
Rock
it for
on.
A second.
But I called for two reasons. I want to speak about Ted Nugent.
Uh-huh.
Ted Nugent?
Ted,
I
yes.
want to tell you that I think he's really disgusting. But if you look at most of the Republican Party at this time, you'll find out that most of them are terrorists or act as if they're a member of an occult.
I'm sorry, most Republicans are...
Are terrorists or members of a cult? Which cult are you speaking of?
Like Jim Jones.
Oh, I know. No, I know what a cult is, but they're not members of the Jim Jones cult. Those folks are mostly dead.
All right.
So,
Irene, you may have junked the shark. The Stephanie Miller Show wishes to, because that's going to be on Newsbusters
later. We wish
later.
To apologize to all cult members.
Yes, and all... Yeah,
to being associated with...
Stephanie Miller Show does not think all Republicans are terrorists or cult members.
No, actually, the opposite. Cult members can arguably be said to be not in control of all of their faculties because they are being led and they have given over part of their psyche to another person.
Mm.
These idiots make all their stupid choices personally. Ted Nugent is not in a cult. These are all dumb thoughts that come from his head.
And that Republicans actually pay attention
exactly.
to.
Exactly, and they repeat them.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's,
Bill
and
Madison.
They go, this sounds like...
Hi, Steph.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question for you and Jim and Chris. But first, when you next get Eric Bullard on, he's got some splaining to do. Because I looked at Media Matters this morning, and they have a list of the 61 women that Rush Limbaugh has called a babe, and your name is not on there.
What? How did I beg your pardon? I have the evidence right here.
Just a part-time babe.
Hang on. Yeah.
Stephanie Miller, who is a babe on some days, she knows what
maybe
I mean.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm a part-time babe.
Take him to the woodshed on this one.
Yeah.
So Jim and Chris and Steph, is UC Santa Barbara a decent school?
Yeah, from what I hear.
Yeah,
sure.
You know what? I'll give you
a party school, but,
I'll give you a fun fact. My girlfriend Lisa and Joe Wilson, Ambassador Joe Wilson, went to University of Santa Barbara.
My son just got accepted there.
Oh, good. Congratulations!
My homeschooled son and my homeschooled daughter just graduated from University of Wisconsin in 3.5 years with 2 degrees.
Wow!
Awesome.
So just thought I'd get that in.
Good for you. All right, I know because we've made a snarky comment or two about homeschoolers, and we apologize. We don't mean you. All right.
I don't see how anybody studies in Santa Barbara, really.
Yeah, that's
you're
the downside
Santa Barbara.
There.
I mean, even City College, you got
look
this
outside.
Wonderful library, and there's the ocean right there. It's wow.
Exactly. Anyway. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Representative Jim McDermott of the great state of Washington joins us next. We've got right wing world celebrity. We haven't gotten to anything yet.
And we still have Hal Sparks.
We're
in.
Just getting warmed up on hump days with sexy liberal Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks. 1-800. Mm-hmm. So animated.
Yep. Mm.
He should do a Disney show. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaBoy, voice, Dee, Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller. Like Michael did. Staff, thank God I found your show on Current TV. I know, right? Yeah, right? Exactly. You are helping restore my sanity. Oh, that's always makes me fear for you. Unfortunately, not one single radio station in Indiana airs your fine show, but now I can DVR your show and savor it at night. That's one of the greatest things about Current.
Mm.
Because it is very, very hard. There's so many stations that air Rush Limbaugh and so few.
Yeah.
Hello out there in the frozen progressive radio free tundra.
And yet, numbers wise, head to head. Kick butt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Funny. Are you referring to they replaced my morning drive show in San Francisco with Glenn Beck, and the ratings are down 90%?
Yeah.
Just a couple of months.
What a shocker! But it was a business decision.
It was a business decision.
By the way, an organization that's owned by.
All right. Let's not. Okay. Do it. Okay.
Full disclosure. We don't even do that. Full disclosure.
Yeah,
on the show.
We have.
Fine.
We've done it before.
All right. Well, then people, I guess, can do their due diligence and look it up.
There you go.
They can see what I was alluding to. And just,
mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mary writes, Mittens doesn't think people should judge him as out of touch just because he's a success and we shouldn't wage class warfare, yet he does it all the time. He constantly judges poor people. He has no clue that the only reason he has money is because his daddy set him up. He was able to go to Stanford and Harvard accruing no student loans, living off proceeds from stock sales. Does he think that's how most people get through college? His daddy bought him a house and a car. He got $10 million in Bain debt forgiven because of his daddy's political connection. It takes money to make money, and if people aren't born into wealth, it is extraordinarily difficult to break this cycle.
I pulled myself up on my father's bootstraps.
Hey, they. All right. Oh, what do you call it? Hal Sparks. We've been talking about the marriage equality fight, and one of the things in polling that is interesting is, we're majority support now for marriage equality in the country.
Shocking.
Stubborn statistic is black folks are only at 30%.
Mm-hmm.
I think nationally we're at almost 60% approval for marriage equality. And so I made a personal plea to have my back.
Mm-hmm.
That I've had your back on Trayvon Martin and other things. Have my big gay back.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert in D.C., a fine American, has my big gay back.
Oh, that's nice.
This brother has your back. Mama, I just want to tell you that as disheartening as the stats regarding black lack of support for gay marriage, I am telling you that I have your back. As a 43-year-old heterosexual black man from D.C., I'm telling you the tide is turning. My mom's generation is not going to be cool with it because of old religious beliefs. But as I've told her before, one of the gayest places in America is the black church on Sunday, especially the black church choir. Oh, dear. But the old black women in the church turn into Michelle Bachman with their denials. But as us Gen Xers and younger are not against it, and D.C. has legalized gay marriage, so I have your back, and gay people will soon have the right nationwide to be just as unhappy as all of my married friends are. Robert in D.C.
Hmm.
Who has my back?
I wonder what percentage of those anti-gay black folk, as you say, are on the down low.
As they say. Yes,
that's always an issue. Some would argue that the idea is that the manhood of black men has been challenged so harshly by racism over the years that they can't give any ground. There's so much fear of because it's based on worth at this point that that's where the slight of calling someone boy sort of comes from is lessening of value.
Well, also the factor of the oppressed becoming the oppressors.
The other thing how we talked to. We've talked about, Rob Reiner was in last week, and, obviously a lot of people want, the president come out for marriage equality before the election, but that was one of the things I've read in polling is that it could be, and the latest polls are showing, it could be so close that he can't afford to lose any of the electorate, particularly any black people.
Right.
That he, so it's an interesting, we have, polls are kind of all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah.
A Gallup poll finds out Romney and Obama statistically tied.
Right, right. That one was released this morning.
Yeah, 47% Romney, actually 45. The president, there's a CNN poll. The president's up by 9 points.
Yeah.
The one thing
Gallup apparently doesn't ask women what they think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there it is. There's the other one. Obama easily beating Romney among U.S. women. Reuters Ipsos. This one has him up by 14-point margin. I've seen 20. 51% of women voters support the president, 37% favor Romney. The pollster said, I don't think any of these debates are changing women's views on the politicians or their policies, which, good. Thanks for paying attention, girls. Despite Republicans' efforts to portray themselves as the party of the family, Obama even had a big edge on family values among women. 51% picking him as better in that issue, 36% Romney. On foreign policy, 50% of women say Obama was stronger, 30% favored Romney. Men even favored Obama over Romney on family values, 45% versus 40. The one thing I do know from every poll, nobody appears to like Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Does he even have any kind of foreign policy?
I don't. Just that he's against whatever the president's for.
That's right.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
I don't know.
Right.
Shot Bin Laden.
He lived in France for quite some time.
In the wrong eye, apparently. Yeah. Romney has the weakest favorability ratings on record for a Republican or for a presumptive presidential nominee.
1984.
At this stage of the campaign. That's an ABC Washington Post poll. Mm-hmm. Mr. Romney is in a situation pollsters call underwater.
Oh.
More people view him negatively than view him positively. Favorable, 35. Unfavorable, 47.
He's underwater. Sonar.
Yes. Yeah, he is the first nominee to be underwater in this poll in the 8 presidential primary seasons it has been surveying since it began.
Since we bothered to look.
That's bold.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the CNN poll has Romney at 47. Let's see. The CNN poll has him up by 9 points. So I don't... It's like they say, polls this far out. I don't know what...
If the election were the held today...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. As if I've said, if my aunt had a... She'd be my uncle.
That's right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, you know what? Speaking of...
Well, it's clear
marriage equality. Tony Perkins, Jim?
No, mother, blood, no!
Wrong one.
Okay.
That one was actually on the team, as they say.
That's true.
Yeah.
This one's much more scary than the...
Mm-hmm. No, he's the family... Research.
Exactly.
Family, what's his name? Family Research Council guy.
Yeah.
He said open homosexuality caused the Secret Service scandal.
Ah. In what way?
It's the fault of open homosexuality in our military.
Ah. So it forced them to prove how hetero they were by hiring hookers because of the gays.
Well.
What?
That's not, huh? No, that's not exactly what he said. He said it was actually legal. It's legal there to do that, meaning prostitution.
Sure.
So why would we be upset? The fact is we intuitively know it's wrong, and there's a moral law against that. The same is true for what the president has done to the military, enforcing open homosexuality in our military. So what you have is a total breakdown. And you can't pick and choose. Morality is not a smorgasbord. You can't pick what you want.
Tony Perkins is an idiot.
Apparently you can, because he was just making that case.
Yeah, exactly. It is a smorgasbord.
What's that?
It is a smorgasbord.
It's a veritable smorgasbord.
Tony Perkins sure seems hung up on homosexuality.
He sure does.
And what do they say traditionally about people who are that hung up?
I don't know.
Mm. I'm just saying. You decide.
We're just saying. All right.
So science points to anybody. Most people who are super anti-homosexual actually have homosexual tendencies.
Thanks for asking.
We're not talking to you now, Marcus. Okay.
Yeah.
That had much of an impact. As a matter of fact, someone calculated that tax would raise enough revenue to pay for government for 11 hours. So it was more of a gimmick.
Oh, it's a gimmick.
Buffalo's a gimmick.
He actually said that's not a very grand idea. It's not marvelous like Paul.
It doesn't meet the marvelous standard. Wow.
All right, Mittens.
Our current president is intent on raising tax rates, particularly for small business. The vice president the other day proposed another tax, which he said is a global tax on business. I'm not quite sure what that is, but that will surely cost jobs as well.
Well, here's another poll. Romney doesn't pay his fair share in taxes, according to a plurality of voters. 48% think he pays less than his fair share. 28% say fair share. 11% say more than his fair share. Apparently 11% think that's entirely too much.
Wow.
What he's paying.
All
14%
right.
on his... Okay. All right. The boner on
I
Mitt
will
Romney.
Be proud to support Mitt Romney and do everything I can to help him win.
Wow, that seemed full.
I'll say for that.
Boy, he really stuck his neck out there
endorsing
Romney when he's pretty much the guaranteed nominee.
That was enthusiastic.
I won't oppose Mitt Romney candidacy.
nomination.
And also Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm. I support Governor Romney for President of the United States, and he is going to be the nominee.
Wow, once again, what a ringing
endorsement.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. That was hardly worth coming out of the terrarium for, was it? Wow-wee.
I will support him as long as he supplies me with lettuce.
Did you see?
The turtle
touch holes at the top of my.
Did you see even worse, Representative Louie Gohmert? Did you listen to him, the Republican of Texas? He said on the floor yesterday, he said, if you're not sure about wanting to support Mitt Romney, whether you're a liberal or whether you're very conservative, you ought to be excited because he's been on your side at one time or another.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a Republican.
Oh, that's funny.
A liberal, a conservative, and a independent walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Hi,
hello,
Mitt.
Mr. Romney. Hi, Mitt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey. That was a joke.
That's a joke at a Republican.
Told at CPAC.
Yep. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said, "We're excited about the opportunity to defeat President Obama more than anything."
More than anything.
More than we are enthusiastic about, you know.
Representative Rick Mulvaney, Republican South Carolina, said, "Face it, we got the best candidate we could out of the process."
Wow, that's a ringing endorsement. Oh, God.
But, you know, Jim, you said this yesterday. Do not underestimate the anti-Obama vote.
Oh, I know.
I mean, as much as people don't like Mitt Romney, the Obama derangement syndrome is alive and well. So what he said is true. It's like what they're excited about is beating Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why.
However, there's also a lot of unmotivating factors in there that once they come to light, they will, you know, that I think they're not copping to, honestly. When you ask somebody in a poll whether they'll vote for him, they might go, right. Of course. But the minute they go, well, he's a Mormon. We can't. they really will. The evangelicals
he's
will.
A what? I had no idea.
And the ones that, by the way, and the ones that do aren't the ones they say they are. Because if you really believe what they believe, then you wouldn't. Period.
Yep.
It's just they couldn't. It's very weird. Any more than, quite frankly, they vote for Jewish people. They really have an issue with it. Yeah. They really, really do.
It's the things they whisper, like they whisper about the president. In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Yes, exactly.
He's Kenyan.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Of course, we're voting for Mitt Romney.
Yes, right. That's exactly
he's not
it.
A Christian.
Not a real one, anyways. Which
he's
is fun.
Dark-sided.
Yes.
We're going to stay home.
Well, what worries me also are liberals who are going to stay home because they, you know, there are things that, about Obama that they disapprove of.
Well, don't.
Yeah.
But that's,
don't make me get Hal Sparks to get the bullhorn out because I will do it.
Yeah. No, because right. That kind of weak-kneed, kind of crap. We're done with.
I mean, even if you don't like Obama, we desperately need to get the House back. And we need
to get some people we can work with.
Even still, have some long game. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 19 minutes. Oh, look at you. You're doing the producer break thing.
Yeah.
19 minutes after the hour. Kids, that's because you're used to we have our go-to-meetings, which keep things efficient and short, and you don't have to spend that much time with me.
Thank God.
Woo, go-to-meeting with HD Faces. We do not have to see each other in person. We don't have to drive. We don't have to park. And we've got people all over the country. How do you have meetings all the time? Well, there's only one solution. Go-to-meeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting with group HD video.
That's right.
Everybody's right there on your computer.
It's so easy you can even do it if you have a hole in your head.
Right, Roland. Okay.
Really?
Sexy Liberal School Director Roland had a hole drilled in his skull yesterday.
Yeah.
You had to let the demons out. Right. What doctor is he seeing, and does he have a three-pointed hat on?
He put a leech on the hole. He's fine now.
Right.
I talked to him yesterday.
Leeches are actually very useful for some medical procedures.
20 minutes after the hour, right back. Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like her? It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 25 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks, Representative Jim McDermott coming up at the bottom of the hour. Helen in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Helen. Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Well, yeah, this is Helen. This is regarding Scott Walker.
Yes.
I think he's the pimp of Wisconsin, selling everybody out.
Yes. He's actually a Koch brother's whore, more than a pimp, really.
Yes, well, a pimp. So, like he sells a hooker, that's what he does to the people.
Well, curiously enough, and I don't want to, you know, poke holes in your analogy, but in the case of a pimp, he has to actually convince you to do the work for him. Whereas
more like a Koch whore.
Most of the people in Wisconsin went to sleep one night having not voted for this guy and woke up the next morning with a pimp.
Yes. There you go. Justin in Orange County on Ted Nugent. Hey, Justin, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
A couple of things. First of all, the Ustream chat is awesome, and as always, Rebecca is awesome.
Yes, but, she is. Awesome and surly.
Yeah, she is awesome and awesomely surly.
Yes.
Ted Nugent, you know, this guy, let's remember what he did in the 2008 campaign when he was waving a machine gun around and saying Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama can suck on his AK-47 at a concert in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's also
it was an M16.
That,
it's an American weapon, for the record. The AK-47, he does have one, but
He does. But, and also, he admitted multiple times to having sex with minors, and even went as far as to adopt a 17-year-old girl.
I know,
girl
someone else.
Have sex with her.
I know.
Seeking his endorsement, and the Republican Party giving him a platform.
Actively sought his endorsement. Yeah,
absolutely. It's unbelievable. These guys are complete idiots, and so is Nugent. And that's kind of all I got.
All right, thank you. By the way, you found some even more fun facts about Ted Nugent, some other things I hadn't heard of.
Well, I mean, it's where do
you
we
don't
start?
Have a bleep button, but
yes, the wording that he used in
C-word?
Particular, he used the C word for this was fun. He used the C word for Hillary Clinton. He says the president is a POS, a piece of excrement. But he said, you know what he said about the Muslim community? He said they were rude. Yes, apparently they're rude,
and they will not open a door for you when you have a handful of packages.
The president is a POS. The Secretary of State is a C word. The Muslim community is rude.
That's
clutch
right.
The pearls. Like according to Ted Nugent, the Muslim community in Michigan, by the way, where there's a huge community, will not open the door for you when you have an armload of packages.
There.
And they wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah, that's right. They are rude.
Kevin in Chicago. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Quick thing on Ted Nugent. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and he wimped out and evaded the draft in many different ways during that period.
Yep.
And he's just a piece of scum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's man enough to.
Why anybody's even talking about him? They should bring it out that he's a coward.
Yeah.
And
he's man enough to shoot defenseless animals with AK-47s, though.
Yeah. Well, a coward like that will do that every time. One other thing to our good friend Ann Romney. Why is it that when she complains about women have a choice, you know, she can make a choice, why doesn't anybody else have a choice?
Yep. Well said. All right. Tony in Corpus Christi, Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Stephanie Miller, I love your show, and I love you.
I love you.
Look out.
Mm. Oh, girl.
That's a
you're the fakest liberal on TV.
Thank you, Tony.
Stephanie, what kind of an endorsement is it when you get an endorsement from Agent Orange and Senator 17 Chins over there? I mean, what kind of endorsement is that? And am I the only one that thinks Mitt Romney looks like Mount Rushmore taking a dump?
Oh, dear. All right.
I could hear
that even on your Sports Illustrated sneaker phone.
Yeah, right.
29 minutes after the hour. Representative Jim McDermott next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a pretty strange acting female.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, let's see. The U.S. Senate, there's something new. Republican obstructionism. The U.S. Senate blocked the proposed Buffett rule that would set a minimum 30% income tax for the highest earners. 51-45 vote yesterday fell short of the 60 needed to advance the measure. The Republicans, Hal, of course, called it a political stunt.
Sure. Just a gimmick.
Yeah,
getting rich people to actually pay their taxes.
Yes, a Gallup poll showed 6 and 10. That's almost 60%, Jim.
Very near.
Of voters are for the Buffett rule. Representative Jim McDermott of the great state of Washington joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm probably tired like you are. It's like I look at one issue after another of things that the American people are largely for that, you know, the Republicans just block.
It's a distraction.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I'm sitting here in the Ways and Means Committee room where we are taking $46 billion back from the Medicare bill for subsidies to the middle class to buy health insurance. We're clawing it back from them, taking it back. And meanwhile, over in the Senate, they refused to raise $46 billion that they could very easily get. It really is a crazy place right now. It's no wonder people are mad at the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, Representative, it is amazing how, you know, I think I showed the chart yesterday of, you know, just the unprecedented, and you can't even, I mean, if you look at any chart, I mean, the obstructionism is just, I mean, off the charts compared to any other administration ever, right?
Yep. It was designed from the very beginning by Mr. McConnell to prevent anything going through that would make President Obama look good. And that's he's worked at it every day since the president was inaugurated.
Well, as he told us, as he said, my number one priority is making the president a one. I mean, but, you know, what I wonder is, you know, again, when you see like poll after poll on whatever issue it is, the American people largely on our side on these issues. And
absolutely.
And the Republic, with the Buffett rule, what were they saying? Oh, well, this doesn't solve the tax cut. The president's not saying it solves everything, but it's a start.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I don't know how you can say $46 billion is not very much money, or that it's $4.6 billion a year isn't very much money. It's amazing how there is, they worry about $300 million that's being spent on family planning. That's a lot of money. Oh, God, they just throw themselves all over the room over $300 million, and then they blow off $4.5 million a year in this. It is simply designed to crush the middle class.
Well, so what's next? I mean, obviously, you know, this is the problem with this, you know, 60-vote threshold, right?
Yep. We're going to ride this mess to the end of this session. The Republicans are now worried. They've got to make some attempt to make it look like they've done something so they can get reelected. I mean, it is all about the reelection campaign now, and I believe that they are making a serious mistake when they don't want to raise any revenue at all, that they think they're all worried about the deficit. You and I are worried about the deficit. But the answer to the deficit is not cutting all the programs. It's raising more revenue, at least in part. And what they are doing is saying, we will never raise revenue at all on anything, on anybody at any time, unless they're poor.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
their answer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the president yesterday, as you know, he called for greater federal oversight of oil markets. Here's the
president. Can't afford a situation where some speculators can reap millions while millions of American families get the short end of the stick.
Shockingly, Mitt Romney didn't like the plan. It does not matter what the president is for or what he tries to do to help. And again, he's not saying he can control every factor that leads to gas prices, right, Representative? But this is one of the things.
I got to stop for 1 second.
Okay.
I vote aye.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Aye. I've never had somebody do a live vote on my
vote
show.
On the air.
That is cool.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Wow, that was democracy in work, kids.
Yes.
Kids, pay attention. That was democracy.
I vote aye, too.
Hang on, I got to walk into the room.
All right. See, they're going to say, oh, he didn't vote aye because he wasn't in the room. He was on the Stephanie Miller show.
Okay, this is really cool.
There's going to be a scandal. Right?
Yeah.
Please stand by while Representative McDermott engages in democracy.
I'm sorry, I disrupted your...
No, that was awesome,
that's
Representative
the first time
McDermott.
We actually had a vote on the air.
That was a civics class for the kids watching.
Awesome. Well, we get doing two or three things at once sometimes. Yeah. I'm in the committee hearing on Affordable Care Act, and I'm out here talking about taxes.
Yeah. The founding fathers hadn't envisioned talk radio yet. I vote aye! that was awesome. We love your laugh so much. Now, We were talking about the president talking about oil speculation yesterday. The president, one more time, yesterday.
America now imports less than half of the oil we use for the first time in more than a decade. So we are less vulnerable than we were, but we're still too vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, as I was saying, you know, he's not saying that he can affect every factor that, that affects gas prices, but this is one of them, speculation, right?
Absolutely. Yep. The president is doing everything he can. I mean, he knows what the American people are worried about, and everybody's worried about gas prices. The president's doing everything he can, but the speculators don't give a darn. They're right out there doing, making as much money on people's anxiety as they can.
Right. And here, once again, as I was saying, Mitt Romney, of course, against it. He said, this will not distract the American people from the president's consistent record of sacrificing America's energy future to appease the environmental extremists in the Democratic Party. God. We're drilling more than ever. What is he talking about, you know?
Well, it's rhetoric designed to scare. The whole of the economy or the economic message from Mitt Romney is, I'm going to scare you to death. If you keep Obama, your end is near. But if you put me in, why, everything will be just fine in 15 minutes. It is simply nonsense. Obama has done everything he could against enormous resistance from the Republicans in the Senate. They've used the filibuster so many times it set an indoor and outdoor record.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I love this. Oil and gas man T. Boone Pickens took issue with Obama for invoking Enron. Did you hear the president said, we can't afford a situation where speculators artificially manipulate markets by buying up oil, creating the perception of a shortage, then driving prices higher, only to flip the oil for a quick profit. For anyone who thinks this can't happen, think back to how Enron traders manipulated the price of electricity to reap huge profits at everyone else's expense. And those of us out here in California, Representative McDermott can you know, attest to that. I think that's a fair analogy, don't you?
Of course. And that's, I mean, when people like T. Boone Pickens and others attack the president for pointing at speculators, they simply are not, they're again making no sense at all. The president's job is to protect us against speculators. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did by creating the Securities and Exchange Commission and the banking regulation and all these things. And people now think, well, we don't need regulation. Let the economy run free and we'll be all safe. No, you won't. The speculators will take you to the cleaners again and again and again. And we've seen it. We saw it in the federal home loan business. We saw it in the banking thing. In the time I've been in Congress, I've seen two crises in the financial industry because people said, we don't need any regulation. Just let them make money.
Yeah. They are against any regulation of any kind ever, apparently. And by the way, out here in California, Jim, as we know, we can say two things about Enron. Governor Schwarzenegger, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Enron. That was the gift that kept on giving.
You're welcome and things of this nature.
Yeah. Here's Mitch McConnell on the president's.
Well, AP pretty well summed it up. They said it's more about drawing a distinction. Look, we don't need new distinctions. We need solutions.
That is a solution, right?
Right. Yes.
I mean,
here's a burning building, water. Right. There's a distinctions between two elements.
Right. Representative McDermott, when we say the rich ought to pay their fair share, they go class warfare. When they, you know, he calls this, you know, oh, we're being unfair, drawing a distinction. Well, that's how you'd solve something, right?
Yep, that's the only solution. That's the only sensible solution. And using this business about class warfare, you don't think it's class warfare on us to say we're going to take away your chance at buying a health care policy, or that you're not going to have any Social Security because we're going to hand everybody their own money and let them go out into Wall Street and see what they can do? All of that is shaking the American sense of security, and it is class warfare because it is putting the whole, if we were to move on Social Security and let people go out into the market, we would simply expose them to all the speculators out there who've been manipulating the market. Your Social Security is there, and it's going to be there when you get to be 65 or 67, and that is, people can count on it. And they want the whole of the country to be subjected to speculators.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Jim Cramer, you know, famously at CNBC, admitted on thestreet.com to when he was a hedge fund member manipulating the market and artificially creating highs and lows in stocks simply to shave off money. And he said the reason they could get away with it is because the SEC doesn't actually understand when it's happening, or they can't pay attention because it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
It's even easier to do when it's not a direct stock, when it's you know, a commodity.
Yeah.
Commodity trading is the easiest way of doing it.
Representative McDermott, it was as if they, you know, the mortgage crisis too happened by accident, that they didn't know they were putting in toxic mortgages in with good ones. I mean, you know, who are they kidding?
Well, there were a whole bunch of people who've written books about it who tried to stop it. And you had Sheila Bair who was standing up and yelling about it. You had a whole number of people. And the media and the financial industry just rolled over them and said, oh, they're just, you know, doom and gloom people. But there are sensible people who knew what was happening, but the Congress didn't respond to it. We ignored it. And I think we did ourselves a huge amount of damage, as well as damaging the public, by our failure to recognize and deal with something. As a physician, if I see you have a problem, I will say to you, you better take care of that or you're going to have a bigger problem tomorrow. But in politics, sometimes we say, well, let's just close our eyes and hope it goes away. Well, it doesn't go away. You have to go after it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I speak for all of us, Representative Jim McDermott, when I say, I vote aye on Jim McDermott. Yeah. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Oh. Love him. Yeah. Love him.
I vote yes.
He's
firing it off. Like,
46
if I were in the Navy, I'd vote aye.
Excuse me, I just extended health care to a bunch of people who didn't have it in a moment.
Now, back to more important things.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whoa! Awesome! Totally awesome! All right!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome and they'll be disappointed.
51 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie, won't you? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, why, looky here. I got an email from someone at Current. Why, we've tripled the ratings here at Current. Isn't that something?
Wow. Is that possible?
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that lovely? Gosh, Hal, I thought there was no market for any sort of liberal
whatsoever.
Thing.
Next thing you know, we'll have a successful tour across the country.
What? We'll have the number one comedy tour and the number one comedy album in the country.
What?
Before we don't... What?
Meanwhile, in Glenn Beckland...
Crappy ratings and the Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Even S.E. Cup can't help that.
Now,
outfit.
Granted, I have to say, the Christmas sweater is one of the most laugh-out-loud funny shows you will ever see.
Okay. Not supposed to be.
Never mind the fact that it's not supposed to be. It's true. The hard part, though, is when you're holding... It's hard to breathe because you're holding your hand over your mouth so you don't laugh out loud during the quiet parts because that's what makes it funnier. Tears running down your face, snot blowing out your nose for lack of a...
People are moved by my story?
Yeah.
I do have to give him one thing. He does have an excellent phone manner with his callers.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little finish! Get off my phone! I don't care! You people don't care! I'm going to lose my mind today!
You better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because it's rolling all over the ground right now.
I think the Stones just sued the Verve again.
Yeah.
Can I say that's a high scream for a man?
Get off my phone!
Didn't Mark Levin scream at someone this morning, a caller? Didn't you just...
No, fake Mark Levin just tweeted to me. Now get off my line, you status pig. Cut five. Go! That's all they tweeted. That's very, very funny.
Stephanie Miller. You're sarcastic.
Deb in California. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, isn't that magic? Thank you, Deb.
My husband is, too.
Oh, three-way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you about what I had heard about, Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
You know,
he strapped his turtle to the top of his vacation vehicle.
Upside down.
And,
yes.
Anyway, so the other thing I was thinking of, you know how Ann Romney was talking about how she was a mom and it was hard work, and we've already covered all that this morning. But
right.
One of the things that entertained me about that was how when the footage came out about Mitt Romney a couple months ago talking about how he was so great to up the Massachusetts welfare costs because he was willing to,
yes.
you know, have the kids go to daycare, blah, 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 because there was dignity in work.
Yes, mm-hmm. because mothers, and even then, with kids 2 years old, ought to work.
They have to work
yes.
because otherwise their children will be indolent and yes. learn sloppy, you know,
yes,
non-working welfare-type things. Well, yeah, look at his five sons. Getting $100,000 a year tax-free off of their trust accounts, mm-hmm. that's exactly what they raised.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Uh-oh, here we go. Dog wars escalate. Barack Obama ate dog meat. When he was 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's reflective
in
of
Indonesia.
Life,
he had
that's
a choice.
Yeah. Reflective of his decision-making skills.
Oh, when you're 9, you eat what is put in front of you.
Yeah. yeah For the right. first time at Romney campaign, fighting back in the war on dogs. Mm-hmm. So this was from President Obama's best-selling memoir, Dreams from My Father, in which when he eats of the... He was talking about being introduced to snake meat, roasted grasshopper, and dog meat when he was a little boy in Indonesia. The Obama campaign spokesman, Ben Lebolt, who we just had on last week.
That's right.
He tweeted, what's the next attack from Romney and the RNC that will surface on a 6 to 10-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
You got us there. Okay.
At one point, I have it on good authority that Obama actually peed his pants. Now, granted, he was wearing a diaper at the time.
And
he was,
six.
Yeah.
Okay.
One time he ate dog pancakes.
Yeah.
Maria in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Maria.
Hi, Stephanie. First of all, I just want to say I just started watching your show a couple weeks now, and I love it. You
Thank
guys
you.
Are, all of you are wonderful.
Thank you.
And I'm very nervous, so you have to pardon me.
But, oh, don't be nervous.
I just wanted to make a little riddle and or give you guys a little riddle and then make a point about taxes for the job creators.
All right. I prefer haiku, but all right.
How about a limerick?
What does GOP stand for?
What?
It stands for, while they take care of the top 1%, they go pee on the rest of us.
Ah,
all right. That was, all right. Next time, a dirty limerick. All right, go ahead.
And then in regards to the continuing tax cuts, you know, they keep saying you can't raise taxes on the job creators because it works, you know. I'm thinking, well, we haven't raised taxes on the job creators in 10 years. And look at the economy. It's still in the toilet.
Yep, yep,
Clinton
absolutely.
Raised taxes and created 24 million jobs.
Yep.
Why people that are will vote against their own interests don't see that. I'm homeless now.
Because
when Clinton was president, I was able to buy new cars, a new home, and I was in my 20s, and I always mm-hmm. had a job.
Yep. I get good points. Mm-hmm. Mike,
because they don't actually care what happens to the country long term. They're
right.
not. They checked out a long time ago.
As you've right. said, I think they're renters.
Yeah.
And that's why they're buying property in Paraguay. And,
right.
Yeah.
Putting their money in the Cayman Islands. Uh-huh. That's why Romney's not releasing his tax returns. That's
yeah.
because none of his money gets filtered
too
here.
Many secrets.
Yeah, as Eric Bollard said to us, they must be astounding, his tax returns. Mike in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Steph and the amigos. Hey, I've got a special hunter's alert, but first of all, I want to say that not all fat, balding, white men in Missouri like Rush Limbaugh are fascist.
Okay.
Okay, and now you can
point taken.
Any special sound effect you want, but the hunter's alert is... for all hunters in the vicinity of the Scalia, Cheney, Nugent hunting party, don't yell coyote.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. There's
a little... the problem is they'll reflexively shoot each other. That's
yes.
the problem. They'll just pull the trigger in
yes.
fear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Vicky in Grand Rapids on the Paul Ryan budget.
Hi,
Vicky. Hi.
Stephanie.
Hi.
You're
supposed to do air quotes
show.
When you say Paul Ryan budget.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, go ahead, Vic.
You're supposed to do air quotes whenever you say budget.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Listen, Paul Ryan, the Ryan Romney budget.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Granholm had a bid on last night, which was a bit of encouraging news. She had a sister, Simone, I forget her last name.
Right.
Who had written a letter to Paul Ryan about his budget. Paul Ryan was on this Christian radio talk show on Sunday, And he said that the Ryan budget was guided by his Christianity.
Oh, Lord.
Of course it is. Mm. I think I'm going to be on with the governor tomorrow night, by the way. She's awesome.
Nice.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. It is Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks, he's going to be off with his band in May.
Yeah.
But don't forget July, for God's sakes, it's coming up.
This is a special call out to all you LA progressives out there. A short distance dedication. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming back to Hollywood, California.
Holy Hollywood.
LA, show me love up in the club.
On Saturday, July 28th, the world-famous Pantages Theater will host our generation's greatest comedy trio with John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and featuring radio and television star Stephanie Miller. Tickets are currently available online at Ticketmaster.com, at the Pantages Theater box office, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Trevor Project. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, July 28th, at the Pantages Theater. The countdown to the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour's Los Angeles return starts now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, kids. All right, maybe we should have Ted Nugent open for us. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah.
Now if you come to see me playing state fairs or casinos, I'll go on racking rants. And I didn't ever want to go to Vietnam. And so I crapped in my pants. Cause I'm just fat, crazy.
Speaking of words, did you see Bob Beckel drop an F-bomb on Hannity?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Hilarious. Who hasn't done this to Neil Bortz? He yelled at Neil Bortz, "You don't know what the you're talking about," and he didn't realize they were back on the air.
I think you yelled that at Neil Bortz at one point.
I yell it to him every time I see him. I just saw him in July.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever
I don't
it was.
Know what I'm talking about, but I talk with a very distinct diction, so the bad ideas are communicated extremely eloquently.
Yeah, that footage is hilarious. He didn't know that, he didn't believe for like a minute that they were actually back live on the air.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you tell me that? So I don't use that kind of language.
And then the next day, on the 5, they closed out the show by putting a big swear jar in front of Bob Beckel, and he emptied out his entire wallet and put all his money in there.
Fox humor. All right. Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mama. Good morning.
Good morning.
You and Abu. Jackie Scheckner, too. I like the leather.
Yeah, she Jackie likes the leather.
Listen, stop calling my show and saying smutty things about Jackie Scheckner, people. Yeah. She's a newswoman. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Mom, two things. One on Ann Romney and one on Cartagena. The first on Ann Romney is, if you can't smell on the story about her, if you can't smell the Karl Rove on this, this is faux outrage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember
exactly.
Remember in 2004, the story about W, he went AWOL so he could avoid the P test.
Yes.
And then after a while, the story became, oh, look at Dan Rather.
Right,
and the Republicans have been awful to women. And so now they've changed the story. Oh, look, you know, they're against Ann Romney and motherhood.
Yes.
You know, it's
and then they hate apple pie.
Disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mama, and on the lighter front,
yes,
the thing in Cartagena,
yes.
God bless those Secret Service men. There were 11 of them, and there was over 20 hookers. They were outnumbered 2-1.
Yes,
multitasking. They had their weapons out all night, standing up for it.
All right, Senator Susan Collins on the hooker scandal.
I'm deeply troubled about how many people were involved. It wasn't just one or two. It was 11. And that suggests to me, unfortunately, a broader problem.
A culture problem?
A culture problem, and also I find it hard to believe that it hasn't happened in other countries and on other important missions.
You're right.
Senator Susan.
I would be surprised as well.
Yes.
Yes, Senator Susan
For years.
Collins.
I know that some of the agents have claimed that they were just watching television with the woman.
Sure.
Some apparently have admitted to engaging prostitutes.
Well, the television was on.
Yeah, like James Remar in 48 Hours, just watching
it's
television.
It's like me knocking on Hal Sparks' door on tour at Sexy Liberal. What are you doing in there? Oh, is that TV, son?
Yeah, that's
the TV.
Okay,
yeah.
See you at the show later.
Shh, say something TV-like.
Jay Carney, the president's press.
The president has confidence in Director Sullivan. The director acted swiftly in response to this incident and is overseeing an investigation that obviously needs to be conducted.
Obviously.
Well, you know, if they're doing their jobs when they're supposed to be, I really don't care what they do when they're off duty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's Peter King was saying they shouldn't be drinking. He said these guys are snipers.
True. Well,
I wouldn't be a good sniper.
Yeah. Well, that was the problem with.
I agree. I think that there's a distinct difference between those two activities because one, you can cease the moment danger arises.
Yeah.
As much as it might feel like a distraction, you have all your faculties.
That's right.
Whereas if you go out drinking, you can't. Like,
as a lot of the guys did in Dallas the night before.
Your hangover doesn't go away when you pull your pants
right.
on.
I don't know. I don't know if your concentration would be the same if you had big
believe me.
Blue.
No,
what?
No, no. Anybody who's heard a car door slam when they were a teenager knows
yeah.
full well.
Exactly.
My bones are all red. Right.
I have you're no idea what you're talking
you're
about.
You're in the kitchen making pancakes. And like, we were just
doing
origami.
Just sitting around reading magazines naked.
Yeah, right.
In fact, your reflexes are even better, probably.
Yeah, it's what I mean. You're just on it.
On it.
Hillary Clinton going out drinking in Cartagena? Don't mind it.
Don't mind it.
Secret Service?
Yeah.
I kind of mind it.
She's for one night, she's doing a fabulous job. For one night, if she's the secretary of whoop, whoop, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Secret Service. Stop or I'll barf.
Splat. Okay. Dolores in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Dolores.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And, congratulations to your new show.
Thank you.
I have two things that I'd like to point out. One about Hillary Rosen and Wolf Blitzer. I don't know why he hasn't been called down and been made to apologize to her for the way he interviewed her. Secondly,
They're both employees of CNN. I mean, for him to lecture her on air like she's a child was that was the real war on women.
It was awful.
Yep.
And I think that he should be called down on it.
Yep.
And the second thing is, why is it that the media hasn't been talking about what's going on in Michigan with the Republicans taking over the Bennhurst area, appointing a manager? And you don't hear that much about it. Rachel Maddow had talked about it on her show.
If it didn't happen on Current, I didn't see it. I don't know what you were just talking about then. My phone doesn't work anymore. All right. all right. Mitt Romney sought to inoculate himself against Democratic charges and favors the rich. What? It's crazy. Saying his as-yet-to-be-disclosed tax plans will not benefit the well-to-do at the expense of others.
I
take him at his word.
So.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to keep the burden on the upper-income people the same as it is today. What?
Which
burden?
Is to say, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I know Democrats will say these are tax cuts for the rich.
Yes,
we will.
But
no,
they're burdensome
he said.
Tax cuts.
He said, no. No, they're not. It's pretty easily provable that they are if you look at his tax plan.
Well,
for instance, his own taxes will be cut in half.
Right.
And that was his own. That was his first plan that's not even as bad as his own.
Math is a liberal bias.
And people who are already dealing with high gas prices and feeding their kids will have to pay more. actually.
I love this part of the story. Romney also tackled a second concern, a perception that he has difficulty establishing rapport with the middle class.
Where would you get that idea?
That's crazy. Who said that?
There's a middle class? I had no idea.
My God. Is this the most awkward moment you've heard of yet in the series of awkward moments with him on the campaign trail?
I thought there were people I know and poppers.
His campaign arranged an outdoor event in Pittsburgh in which he sat... eight area residents, and he sat amicably around a picnic table and talked about economic issues. There was a fleeting moment of awkwardness. Fleeting? When Romney guessed that a plate of cookies set out on the table were from a local 7-Eleven bakery or whatever.
A local
7-Eleven bakery?
Instead of the local bakery that they came from. I don't think he's accustomed to anything. I'm not accustomed to things that are not by your French pastry chef.
Because somebody on his, because they're driving through parts of the country, he ignores most of the time. And they're like, where can I get a nice bottle of wine to go with this? I mean, this is fish. This is not the...
I love that his campaign keeps putting him...
He doesn't drink wine.
Yeah.
They're not...
Well, you know what I mean?
Like, pancakes. Yeah.
They keep putting him in settings that are designed to, like...
Right.
And it just makes it worse. I know. Let's put him at a picnic table with ordinary people.
Did you see the footage of that?
No.
Everyone was sitting around the picnic table just kind of stiff and nervously laughing when... He kind of cracked the joke. It was the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
Must be from the 7-Eleven or something. Is that where you people buy cookies? I don't.
The 7-Eleven bakery is fantastic.
We imported our French pastry chef from the same place in Nice where we got our au pair.
Yes.
How about everybody else?
We imported him from the 7-Eleven.
I hear they roll their own hot dogs. 7-Eleven. That's true.
Speaking of
which arrondissement is the 7-Eleven in?
No.
I often go there to enjoy the hot dog humidor. That they have.
We get these macaroons imported from Paris that Anne has before dressage. And anyone else?
Yes.
Oh, just me.
Furthermore, he has the au pair get them.
These cookies are delicious. You know what would go great with these? Polo and a game of joke about the poor.
Kicking a homeless guy.
Yeah. 17 minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like her.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Why don't they do what they say? Say what they mean. One thing leads to another. Tell me something wrong. I know I listen to love. One thing leads to another.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller
Show.
Is that
what the kids are listening to these days?
Yes. 23 minutes after
the hour. That must be that rock and roll.
On the rock and roll 8-track tapes.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
From K-Tel.
Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks with us all 3 hours. SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook. People are funny on Sexy Liberal Facebook. The reviews rolling in for the Madison show, which we thank you, Madison, Saturday night. We had a fabulous time.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine writes, I was in line at the Q&A when Steph pointed at me. Every other time a good-looking woman has pointed at me, it was in a police lineup. That's a great show. Thank you, Blaine. Huh. All right. So check sexyliberal.com for all the upcoming dates. And Hal Sparks, don't forget, will be at the Tempe Improv this weekend, Friday and Saturday night.
Friday and Saturday, and Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. But the Tempe is great because, we just had a great Sexy Liberal show not too long ago. And
then,
of course, yes, in Phoenix. It's very close by. And the lovely people at Wild Horse Rescue Ranch are going to be coming down.
Oh,
sweet.
Oh, good.
Which was one of the
causes
we gave.
Yeah.
So that's really, it's an awesome place. It's a good time. Tempe Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday. And then I'm gone. Then I'm off on tour.
Get Excellent ready.
Yeah.
That's what his T-shirt is with his band.
Yep.
01.
Excellent.
Which is a way easier lick than you would think to play that little part right there. It's Steve I, but it's very simple. I'm not bragging or anything, but it is something.
Ryan in
turn
Chicago.
The amp up enough so that
Ryan in Chicago, were you at Sexy Liberal Chicago?
Yes, we were.
Well, you saw Hal Sparks play guitar there then, didn't you?
And we saw the dinosaur thing. I was kind of hoping him and Jim could do like a Kim Jong-il being eaten by a dinosaur skin.
Right. Is that what happened to him?
Okay.
It's tail. Right.
Saturday
I think
night,
no
live, the cold opening was Mitt Romney at the bar, and everybody showed up, and it was very funny. They've whisked it into a cornfield.
Saturday Night Live Mitt sketch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on Hulu. It's not on demand. They made it disappear.
Oh, really?
Oh,
interesting.
Interesting.
Curious.
J'accuse, as a Romney au pair might say.
You're a bad man.
We were talking about this earlier. A late-arriving Rick Santorum fundraising letter to Iowa voters causing a stir. The letter arrived Monday in Iowa mailboxes, and in it he says, it truly frightens me to think what will happen if Mitt Romney is the nominee. Oops. He called him a Massachusetts moderate, suggesting Republicans and conservatives will be crippled by a nominee who presents zero contrast with Barack Obama on the major issues of this election. Iowa Republicans speculating whether its unfortunate timing had something more than a simple mistake. Or did Santorum, who's still raising money and possibly not quite ready to come to grips with his loss, send this wording out deliberately? Oh, my.
Well, again, it's 2016, right?
I mean, yeah, and he said in a conference call with reporters that he is not endorsing Romney yet, and he hasn't spoken to him since leaving the campaign. That's weird, because they seem so warm.
Oh, yeah.
During the campaign.
Well, you know, Santorum gives off that kind of huggy vibe.
Oh.
And then Romney's a cuddler, you can tell.
Yes.
I'm surprised they're not gripping each
Almost
other.
Almost as spoony and cuddly as Rick Perry and Mitt Romney.
Like a baby monkey and a piece of carpet wrapped around some barbed wire in a cage.
Yeah.
In one of those weird psychological tests.
Yeah.
Not quite the this close to angry gay hate sex that Rick Perry and Mitt Romney were, but still very warm, the two of them. Yeah.
I think that was really just over haircut.
Yes.
Like you're just, it's my haircut. I had it first. No, I had the haircut first.
This close to the tent scene in Brokeback Mountain. Mm-hmm. All right. Newt Gingrich was bitten by a penguin, and what's not funny about that?
That's
nothing.
The funniest thing I've heard all week.
Revenge!
First of all,
attack of the penguins.
Jim, didn't you think that was a picture of Donald Trump? They're literally. He has a marmoset on his head. It looks like some of the roadkill.
Well, I thought the story was about a penguin.
No, it's like the roadkill that Donald Trump looks like he wears on his hair, on his head. But was another animal that did not bite him that's on his head.
Why did they illustrate a story about a penguin with a picture of a marmoset?
That's him with a bear cat on his head in 1995.
A bear cat?
Oh, the Grumman F8 bear cat?
All right.
Not the plane.
The actual.
The animal.
Ah. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, he was bitten by a penguin at St. Louis Zoo on Friday.
Of course, there's no picture of that because no reporters are covering Newt Gingrich anymore.
He was there on tour before giving a speech to the NRA. So the penguin was lucky he was not armed. But
The penguin's lucky he wasn't shot. Yeah.
Exactly. A Band-Aid or Paul Ryan Belcher took care of the injury, apparently. Either one is fine. And in 1995, Speaker Gingrich was bitten on the chin by a baby cougar. I'm just saying, animals have really remarkably good instincts, is all I'm saying.
What's next, the baby monkey?
Baby monkey.
Riding backwards on a newt. On a newt, exactly. Yeah, that's just a weird story. Did you see me a little Band-Aid? In fact, I have a little Band-Aid on today, but I was not bitten by a penguin or a baby monkey.
Huh? Or a cougar.
Or a baby cougar. Now we're all going to have this stuck in our head all day.
No, we're not.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal and Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show. And you don't know what is right. You got to keep on
That's why choosy mothers choose
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the...
That's why 60s TV announcers smoke 10 packs of cigarettes a day.
Gives us
to get that sound to their voice.
That golden...
I know my brand of tuna is better. That's all I know.
It sounds like the same guy.
Exactly.
Stephanie knows her brand of tuna was best.
If there was one thing...
Stephanie Miller.
...was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
1-800-STEP-12 the phone number. Adam in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Wow. Hey, how's it going, Stephanie?
Good. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, yeah, I agree that with you criticizing Romney that he's worth, truckloads of money, but you got to look at President Obama as well.
Uh-huh.
He's living in the lap of luxury, and when he
he's the president of the United States,
yeah,
that's where they're required
to live. He lives in a fancy house.
He gets a servant or two
and a jet.
But listen to this: after he
how about that big plane, right?
After he gets out of office, he's going to make tons of money with speaking fees.
Yeah. And he's trying to raise his own taxes. While he's in office, he is actually putting forward policies that will raise his own taxes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mitt Romney, who Mitt Romney, by the way, was born... Hold on. Mitt Romney was born into a lot of the money that he has, is campaigning to lower his own taxes.
Yeah. Adam, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that. I understand all that, but... The same reason Obama is actually taking a lot of deductions and tax shelters as
That's because he gave a lot of money to charity.
He's
the one arguing that the tax code should be changed, so he can't really change the tax code all on his own.
So your argument is, though, that Obama's taking all the legal deductions that he can.
Yes.
He's doing exactly within the law.
Simultaneously wants to raise his own taxes.
And he's actually implementing tax law that would raise his own taxes. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney not only supports a plan that would lower his own taxes,
by half,
but won't release his tax returns.
Yeah.
But also Obama, if he feels that he should pay more, he could write another check.
No, there is no, Adam, there is no mechanism to do that, Adam. You cannot, there's not a place to just give more if you feel like it. He is arguing to change the tax code so everybody pays a fair amount.
Why doesn't he set the example? There's a space on his 1040. He can send extra money to the Treasury.
No, there is not a space where you can send more.
No, there is not.
This is a right-wing talking point. You can just, send more.
And by the way, technically speaking, he gave a lot to charity, and that's one of the ways you do that.
Yeah.
And if
see how tricky he is, that socialist?
There is a line to give money to a presidential campaign on your tax form, but there's no money to give extra money to the Treasury if you want to. That's a lie.
For public financing of campaigns.
That's
am I wrong for loving how that call started? Look at the president living in the lap of luxury.
House.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he stay at Motel 6?
Yeah. I'd love to have snipers on rooftops, but...
But I can't afford them.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead.
All right, let's
why would the president need snipers on the roof? Oh, Ted Nugent. That's why.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing. Why, look, Jim. Ted Nugent's doing this.
Oh, God.
In right-wing world.
If you don't know that our government is wiping its ass with the Constitution, you're living under a rock someplace. Because I tell you this right now, if Barack Obama becomes the president in November again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year.
Hmm.
We're done. We'll be a suburb of Indonesia next year.
Indonesia.
Our president, attorney general, our vice president, Hillary Clinton, they're criminals. We are patriots. We are Braveheart. We need to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November.
Yeah.
Hmm. Or just vote and see how the vast majority of it, because we live in a democracy.
Yes.
Unlike the Braveheart reference where he lived under a monarchy and he was actually invaded by a separate country. So riding into battle was actually against another country.
Yes.
Not actually the leaders of his own.
I think Ted Nugent has had work on his teeth done. Because
you think?
He played the beaver in
he hasn't,
the Disney films.
That's why he has a sibilance issue. He has
Winnie the Pooh.
That's what I was thinking. Is he old enough? Is that a nose whistle, or was that from his teeth?
No, that was a denture whistle.
Yeah.
That was a total denture whistle.
Or maybe somebody got a bear. Gushing affectation.
Stuck in a hole.
Makes me sound more intelligent.
Okay. Greg Gutfield on the 5.
The thing that gets me, the real scoundrels in all of this is the patriotic millionaires, the people that have been pushing for these taxes, because their name suggests by patriotic millionaires that if you don't agree with taxing the rich, playing it in class warfare, you are not patriotic.
That's exactly right.
It's treasonous.
Wow.
Taxing rich people is treasonous.
Calling yourself patriotic for what you're doing and saying other people aren't patriotic for doing what they believe is treasonous. We got to go to commercial. We're on Fox, dude. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's what we do for a living.
Gretchen Carlson on Fox News.
It brings us sort of to a big point in the election come November, which is, you know, the difference between the two parties. Do you want one that believes in big government and creating more taxes and that they might go and be spent in this way? Or do you want a different approach, which is to cut spending? I think this will become central in the election right now based on what could be a culture of corruption, and this is not the only agency that it could be going on in.
Oh, so the Secret Service scandal somehow.
Yeah, no, the GSA she's talking about.
Oh, the GSA. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, the Las Vegas scandal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That seemed like fair and balanced reporting.
Yeah. She's blaming it on the Obama and Democrats' culture of corruption.
Sure. Sure. What? Yes. Okay.
Because Democrats want more taxes. That's why
they
spend all that money in Vegas.
Okay. Let's just move
Megyn Kelly makes no sense. And she's an educated woman.
She doesn't know how to spell her first name either.
Here is Bill O'Reilly with the latest defense of Fox News. If you think it's some kind of Republican outfit,
I'm so tired of this. Branding Fox News as a Republican outfit, I can't tell you.
We've got Juan Williams.
This is why I get annoyed, because it's worth their while, they being the liberal media that wants to reelect President Obama, to marginalize an outfit that is not trying to get the president reelected, not trying to get anybody elected, in my opinion.
Moron, you don't have a single Democrat hosting a daily weekday show on Fox News Channel.
For instance, this just in, Fox and Friends, the show's official Twitter account, posed questions for its followers. Romney has hired an advisor to do his VP search. Who should we choose?
Who's we?
Who's we?
Why we, as in
what do you mean we?
As in Fox and Friends?
Yeah, probably. Huh.
That's not journalism.
I didn't know that Fox and Friends gets to pick his VP.
I guess
because it makes sense. The rest of the network picked who the actual guy running was. So
Paul Ryan was on last month as a guest, and Steve Ducey urged his audience to vote Republican if they wanted a party prepared to make hard choices.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Where they get this idea that we're promoting one side or the other? It's crazy. Nuts.
Right up the middle.
Yeah, MSNBC's all the leftists. Oh wait, Joe Scarborough actually.
Three hours.
Mm-hmm.
Although not anymore compared to, if you look at my ratings.
Suck on that.
Yeah, but he's still there. That's the point.
Sorry.
Hope you got something else in that Starbucks mug. Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
I have a very simple religion. It's called the Bible, and it's called the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am not a disciple of global warming. Just keep in mind at Mars and say, how many SUVs, how many oil refineries are there in Mars? And yet it's the relationship to the sun that is affecting the climate on Mars.
Oh, so we've been moving away from the sun, apparently.
Yes.
It's not that over the last 100 years, the pollution in the air is actually drastically affected. It's Mars. That the Earth has decided... There's to move away from the sun in
SUVs
a way that...
on Mars.
Mars is also a planet, which...
I don't believe in. Because in my religion, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, before it was revised a couple of centuries later, those planets...
That just made Al Gore's head explode if he's watching.
There were no other...
Jesus created the illusion of planets to test our faith.
Al Gore said, I allowed that on my network.
Don't play that. Okay, Sandy Rios to finish on Hannity.
President Obama, he was raised in a... His father was a Marxist. His mentor was a Marxist. The Marxist theory on women is that they should work just like men. There is a total dripping disdain for women who stay at home and take care of their children. And women of America who are sort of friendly to the left's policies need to understand this. This is not an accident. This is what they believe. They hold people like Ann Romney and others of us that have stayed home with our children in complete disregard and disdain, and they want to rewrite and remap the natural family.
Last point. Wait a minute. Isn't she working right now?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. She said from her post at Fox News Channel.
She's saying that. Gee, I wonder where her kids are.
Yeah, with the nanny, probably.
Or an au pair.
With the nanny. All right, that concludes.
That's kind of bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very unsettling right-wing world, in my opinion.
I'm sorry.
Stay-at-home mom argues from job.
From her job.
From job.
From before her, that women shouldn't be in the workplace.
Yeah, right.
Because it's against nature's law.
Way to go, Sandy.
Right. Sounds like I used to enjoy Dr. Laura nicely yelling at women through. That called her show about how they shouldn't be working, as she said on her show where she was working talking to them.
Drawing a large paycheck.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. Elizabeth is calling from Beaver Lake.
Knock it off.
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth.
So, Steph, when are you and Lisa going to come up here and make it four lesbians in Beaver Lake?
Wow.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Louise.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
This is about Obama eating dogs. I got dragged to France
when he was
in 1972.
Nine. Yes, okay.
And my great aunt served dinner. My baby brother got calves brains. And I got something I didn't recognize. And my
it's
mother told
meat.
Me what it was in French. And I ate it. Shabbat. And later figured out that I had been tricked into eating Peter Rabbit.
No!
I'm still
awful.
Over it.
Yeah.
But two things in Obama's defense. First of all, he was in Indonesia. They probably didn't say, here, kiddo, big plate of lassie for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need any more defense except that he was nine. He was.
Well, that too.
He was nine.
Yeah.
Somebody said, eat this.
You could have chosen not to eat.
Mitt Romney pulled the car over and decided that the best solution was to strap the dog to the roof of the car in an open container and drive down the highway at 65
miles. For 12 hours.
Yeah, for 12 hours.
Right.
But Barack Obama ate dog meat when he was under the age of 10 because it was put in front of him, and that's the food you were eating. And this is... Okay, if you're saying...
Analogy. There
I'm totally good with this being the analogy. If you're saying that at 9 years old, Barack Obama had the intelligence and the decision-making capability that Mitt Romney had at 39 or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're saying they're equal, I'm totally down with that. Because,
did you see David Axelrod had tweeted the picture of the president riding with Bo in the limo, and it said, you know, how loving owners transport their dogs. It's a funny little thing.
Yeah.
And so the Romney guy just tweeted it back and said, that, you know, in retrospect, a chilling photo. Yeah, that's right, because the president was going to strangle Bo and eat him later.
They're not too bright over there at the Romney campaign.
Chilling.
46 minutes after the hour, right
black
back.
People in the White House.
Last 15 minutes of
Hump
Days with Hal.
Yes.
Last 15 minutes, Hump Days with Hal.
Yeah.
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yep.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Now I know it's true. Not equal feet love.
Two. There's not enough Samantha Fox.
No, in talk radio. Filling the void. Here we are. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. The remaining moments of Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Just the last few moments.
I have a sad.
Yeah.
I has a sad.
Yeah, we have no Hump Days for a month.
Hal Sparks will be on tour with his band 01 for the next month.
Facebook.com/01Nation. It's zero, the word zero and the number one, very important. And
where can we purchase the 01 merch?
Only on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, save me one, please.
I will.
I love that.
We'll make you one.
Yeah, right.
This is the Fight Club shirt. We make all of our own shirts ourselves. The design. I do all the designs,
nice.
And then these are screen printed, and there's some other ones. But all the merch, we're totally DIY indie band that way.
Uh-huh. All my merchandise is made
by produced by Indonesian children.
By children that Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
Recommended.
Yes, at the Kmart facility in Kathy Lee Gifford's backyard in her plantation.
Yeah.
Profit. Bahrain. I don't know.
Okay. 1-800.
I don't know what I'm making noise. Just attaching things together.
And then go to sexyliberal.com. Hal Sparks will be back and rejoin the tour, and we roll on. All right. Lynn in Houston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi, I'm sure happy that Al Gore brought you to Texas.
Oh, thank you.
How ironic.
On the TV. Hi. Hi, Lynn.
Through the TV, but I don't care how I get you.
Thank you.
And we need you to come to Houston.
Oh, awesome. All right, go ahead.
But my comment is about Sullivan, the director of the Secret Service.
Yes.
He's a Bush appointee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I never hear it mentioned. Whenever Obama gets into these issues or into trouble, that it's always by a Bush appointee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. They always have to blame it on Obama, and it's always... what was the latest thing I was thinking of that?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff that started under Bush that they blame Obama.
Can he get rid of the Bush appointees?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea.
Well,
since they seem like...
it would be a lot easier if the Senate would approve any of the nominees that he puts through and wouldn't hold up the process.
Since the Bush people seem generally like a bunch of...
incompetent boobs?
A bunch of ups, to coin a technical term.
Kuvislings.
Okay. Jim, celebrity sack. Uh-oh. Jack Nicholson selling historic Aspen home for $15 million. And I did that, why? Just so he could do the Jack Nicholson face.
It was starting to bug me that there was blood coming out of the elevator. Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you.
One
I saw your picture in the newspapers. You chopped your wife and daughters up into little bits, and then you blew your brains out.
I don't recall that, sir. That's one of my daughters got a pack of matches, and I corrected her.
Lloyd, you set him up. I'll knock him back.
Your money's no good here, Mr. Torrance.
Oh, no. Three Stooges porn parody.
What?
It's about time, isn't it?
Not the Three Stooges triple X has been threatened by the real Stooges.
Three Stooges?
The real fake Three Stooges?
Oh, God, that movie looks awful.
What?
Wait, you thought the real Stooges
were
bad.
Who was going, where is it? Where's the Three Stooges?
Why, I oughta.
Bonk.
If I had a rock hard.
As if modern porn wasn't mean enough.
I just slipped that in. Only you heard it.
I heard it.
Talk
over me.
No. We heard it. We just chose to ignore it.
Jennifer Aniston doesn't care about Brad Pitt's engagement.
I really don't care.
Isn't she pregnant then?
Don't
currently?
Ask me if I care because I don't at all.
No, I don't. I think someone asked her. Said I really don't.
Oh, good.
Care.
Yeah.
Well, I'm annoyed by the coverage already, and that's because I'm still Team Jen. Mm-hmm. And Jim is still Team I Don't Give a Flying.
Well, when did they get a divorce? That was like 8 years ago now, wasn't it?
I think we had just gone on the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said she doesn't care. She really doesn't. She's happy with Justin, the guy she's dating. She'll probably marry him. She's moved on.
Yeah, I believe
that. She's moved on. I haven't moved on.
It's possible.
I haven't moved on.
It's amazing how fandoms tend to attach to those things way more than the people involved.
But in real life, after 8 years, you're kind of over a relationship.
Yeah, you might
never move on from anything.
Well, you know how they say that no matter how long your relationship was, when you break up, you were actually breaking up. There's a half-life. Mm-hmm. If you were together for 5 years, you've been breaking up for 2.5.
Yes.
You know, if you were together for 10, you've been breaking up for 5.
Yeah.
It just takes that long to extract yourself. However much time, it's an equal amount of extraction. So know that going in.
It's like staying a for 3 years. Tooth.
That's exactly it.
All right. Let's see. Peter King from New York, Republican from New York, was asked in his district, how excited are they about Willard Mitt Romney? He said, so far, they're not.
Willard.
Oh, just wait.
He said there's not that excitement level what you saw with Bill Clinton or George Bush, for that matter, who are able to identify with people. So Governor Romney has not been able to show that.
Oh, that's going to be
sure
lots
the
of excitement.
The Rombot will show some
It'll
authenticity.
Be marvelous.
Surely is.
He will manufacture some authenticity at some point.
His pronounced chin and his Germanic name should draw at least a smitten of a cloud. Yes? Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Don't call me
Jim.
Village.
Jim, our favorite Austrian village is back in the news.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yes, it is.
Again?
Yes.
Wow, I got to do the bit again.
Cursed Austrian village looking to reverse misfortune with name change. The upper Australian village
don't.
Of...
Australian?
Ing.
It's an Australian,
mm-hmm.
Austrian, pardon me. Austrian. Upper Austrian village of...
Ing. F-U-N-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. I love the way... I love the way Gawker did this
story.
That's
only obscene that's announced in England. When
the village of Ing is sick and tired of all the jokes. So it's 104 inhabitants are getting together to mull a name change. Named after the purported founder.
We're changing it to Bumsen.
Schmeckity. Schmeckity. Well,
perhaps Krugeln.
Yeah.
It's local residents have had to deal with their pricey road signs being stolen over a dozen times.
Yeah,
and scantily clad tourists.
That's the only reason they care. It's costing them money.
Signs.
Snapping pictures.
Why do they keep stealing signs?
Because you won't print T-shirts. That's why.
People are now willing to discuss changes to the spelling of the name, said Ing Mayor Franz. But first, all Ingers have to agree on whether they want to change it or not.
I did this joke 2 years ago.
From people from their neighboring cities, Skvazet and Smegget.
And Stooping.
Stooping.
All right. Smack it, that's it for us. House Sparks, I miss you all.
I'll call in from the road. We'll do reports. Like it'll be like NPR.
Exactly. All right. HalSparks.com, sexyliberal.com for the dates when Hal gets back.
Yep.
And we will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'll be on Current tonight.
Oh, tonight.
That's
on Young Turks.
Young Turks.
All right. See you tomorrow.